For years now, we've been watching as China negotiates its vexed relationship with its makers of culture. Vexed because, on the one hand, an artist like Ai Weiwei and a director like Zhang Yimou have become global stars, and their success in the West makes China look good. On the other hand, that success makes it harder to censor or otherwise limit artists, and China makes no bones about censorship. After celebrating Ai Weiwei, the government turned on him. He was imprisoned and beaten by authorities after his art became too politically pointed. But things may now be changing in China, and joining me to talk about that situation is the journalist and filmmaker Allison Clayman. I spoke to her a couple of years ago about her award-winning documentary, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry. Allison, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you again.
It is hard for us, I guess hard for almost anybody, to understand censorship in China. The rules don't seem clear. It seems inconsistent. And I guess there's a range of ways that artists can be suppressed or not. I mean, short of throwing you in jail or something, it's not an all or nothing situation, I guess.
Absolutely. And that's like, you know, that reminds me that we should definitely talk about, you know, Ai Weiwei's situation right now. This is, you know, 2 or 3 years after we last spoke. And the situation hasn't changed very much in the sense that the authorities are still holding Ai Weiwei's passport. And there's been a lot of ups and downs over the last few years where he thought that maybe he was going to get it back. In the end, he is still unable to leave the country. But at the same time, he's had huge artistic output in the last few years. He had a solo show at Alcatraz. So it's always, whatever the vision of how lenient or how strict it is, you know, if you think it's just a simple answer, you know, that's right. That's never the case.
I was fascinated, as a lot of people were this week, that there is a smallish online streaming service in China, which has just announced that they're going to be producing a Chinese version of Saturday Night Live with Lorne Michaels, which just seems a bit like a Saturday Night Live sketch idea. What kind of political satire will they be able to get away with in their Chinese SNL?
Jeez, that is such, right? Isn't that such a good question? I mean, like, yeah. To me, it really seems like, well, who are the comedians going to be? That's going to be the first step. You know, how far do they want to push it? Is it going to be like they're already going to create something that they know is within the line, or that they're pretty sure is within the line, so that you don't have to, like, tangle with your censor? Or are you going to be constantly pushing those lines and then forcing, you know, there to be a pushback?
But then, speaking of other mass media, there's this huge movie that's now showing in China called Wolf Totem, about a young Chinese guy who moves to Mongolia and sees the environmental destruction caused by migration there. And it was based on a huge best-selling novel that was allowed. And the movie is directed by the French director who made 7 Years in Tibet in the 90s, which the regime at the time hated. So they're loosening up there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem so, in the sense that, boy, what a great PR move to be able to say, you know, the director of 7 Years of Tibet is now right? Directing a major blockbuster, you know, huge yeah. money. What the contents of the film are, and, you know, how much it is able to reflect some of the nuances that are in the novel in terms of ethnic relations and things like that. I'm not sure.
Judging by some of these incidents that have happened since, for instance, Ai Weiwei was detained, does it seem, do other people you talk to in China believe that maybe a notch toward openness and freedom has happened in the last year, despite the stories that the current regime is as strict or stricter than ever?
I don't think that there's an overwhelming feeling that things are more open. And I think the whole world is really anxious to interact with China in a cultural way and get their content into the country. And so I think that generates a lot of news stories about, you know, what is happening. But the real answer is never that simple as, you know, oh, this is a step towards openness, or even that it's a step towards things are getting more closed.
Right. Well, and as you say, people, including entertainment companies in the United States, want to be bigger and bigger in business in China. Does it seem as though movie makers, for instance, or television makers in the United States are self-censoring in anticipation of, like, getting their movies and shows shown in China? Is that going to be a problem of the next decade or so?
Yeah, everyone at this point understands that working in China and getting Chinese money involves, you know, many approvals. So I think that that's something that's already happening. And, you know, last month, China, for the first time, their box office exceeded U.S. box office. You know, it's something that I think everyone's trying to crack the code, but it's not that simple.
Right. And now that you're a famous prize-winning documentarian who has made a movie implicitly, certainly critical of the Chinese regime, can you go back there? Do you want to make more movies? What is your position in this current curious cultural situation in China?
I'm really happy that I have been able to go back since the release of Never Sorry. And I'm actually working on a satirical project about a Hollywood China co-production movie being shot in China. So,
huh. Wow.
I'm really excited to engage with this space more.
Well, good luck with that. And it was great talking to you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Allison Clayman is a journalist and filmmaker and the director of Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry.